store or somewhere and thank you, where we can show, you know, this is again pretty realistic. Mr. Trump, you know, the emperor over there and the empire of the West, wants to get the peace prize, the Nobel Peace Prize. That's the real thing. So he's speaking with everyone he can speak to. All the golf buddies and inviting this one, that one from here and there. And, you know, I deserve it. Look, I will make peace all over the place. Obama got it. I didn't translate it into our story. And why not me? So then he doesn't get it. And he becomes really, really angry. Very angry. And thus, he decides to start making war instead of peace. So he starts attacking this country, that country. And it kind of triggers these wars. But, you know, he thought he's just going to defeat the bad guys in a couple of days. They're also weak. But then you have this old, well, in this case, old Persian Empire that has prepared seriously for more than 20 years to defend against that empire, building these missile bunkers deep under granite rock mountains that can withstand even nuclear blasts, and lots of missiles, and you know, this whole thing. And they just keep going on and on. So in this way, this whole thing, maybe in the story, will turn into a third world war. And ironically started by that president who was angry because he didn't get the peace prize. I mean, I'm telling you, the guy who speaks these words, this is not far from reality. The actual global political situation here on this planet Earth today, end of July 2026.